Peter Frampton had yet to achieve the level of success he wanted after leaving Humble Pie. But it was on this date, April 10th, 1976, that a live double album would reach number one on the Billboard album charts on its way to becoming the biggest album of all time. We're looking back at Frampton Comes Alive in the Classic Rock Calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Originally, Frampton Comes Alive was supposed to be a single album without the acoustic performances. But after the head of A&M Records listened to it and wanted more, rushed recordings from two New York concerts just weeks before release would produce the iconic performances of Show Me the Way and Baby, I Love Your Way.
I don't think anybody's ready for the biggest selling record of all time. And you're 25, be careful what you wish for. Not only did it go to number one in all the charts for the complete summer, it seemed, but then, you know, halfway through the summer, that's when my manager called up and said, are you sitting down? You've just made history. It's the biggest selling album of all time. He said, you've just beaten Carole King's Tapestry.
Over 18 million copies sold, 10 weeks at number one, the best-selling album of the year, three massive hit singles, a string of success that began on this date, April 10th, 1976, when Frampton Comes Alive hit number one. As we looked back in the Classic Rock Calendar on 95.9 The Fox.